I had a chat with Maestro recently, a real smart director man himself. He's screen director, festival director, and AFTA's alumni, Amin Palingi. We chatted about the importance of foreign language festivals, because they're everywhere these days and they're so important, both in binding and challenging Australian and Persian audiences. Amin, he's the director of Sydney's Persian Film Festival, which, although it just wound up for another year in AFTA's own theatre, it will continue in Melbourne from the 6th to the 9th of September. Have a listen. Is the function of the Persian Film Festival, is it to expose Australians to Iranian cinema, or is it to unite Iranians already living within Sydney?
It's a great question, actually. It brings me back to 7 years ago, where the festival actually was inaugurated. And the idea was, in my view, having lived all my life as a migrant of a Persian background, or of a Persian-speaking background specifically, I would have liked to have a place, a cultural event, something that we could exchange ideas, start a dialogue between the migrant community with all the other Australian communities. And hence the Persian Film Festival was launched as a program from the Persian-speaking communities to or for everybody else. My dream or my hope would be that year after year, we are increasing the number of audiences that are not of Persian-speaking background, and hence be able to share our culture or celebrate the rich cinematic culture of the Persian-speaking world with Australian communities. It's also important to mention that the reason the festival is called Persian is because we are looking at films made by Persian-speaking filmmakers from Iran, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, and also the diaspora. And every year we aim to also showcase films by Persian-speaking filmmakers that are actually living in Australia and are making films.
Fantastic. I mean, one last question. AFTA's alumni from what year?
2006.
Oh, okay. Getting a bit long in the tooth. How was your experience at AFTA's doing screenwriting?
It was amazing. I mean, I have to say, I'm incredibly proud and happy that we have this strong relationship with AFTRS, and I've managed to keep that contact throughout the years. I think that's after that kind of place. You know, I had a great experience. I was very young at the time, just finished my bachelor's, and was stepping into, creating cinematic works or writing scripts. But the experience was really amazing here, something that I still look back and use in my own craft at the moment. I direct more now than I write, or sometimes write and direct, etc. But I remember the professionalism that we learned from our staff, and also the people that helped us putting together the short films. It was something that sort of I carried on in my career, all at least in the past decade. So I think that has been a great influence, and it had a huge impact on where I am now and what I've done.
Amin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
That was Amin Palingi praising his tenure at AFTA's and giving us a bit of an insight into the reasoning behind Sydney's Persian Film Festival and what audiences can expect from the Melbourne leg of the festival, which of course runs from the 6th of September right up into the 9th of September.
I'm so jealous you got to see that.
So
I was at my health retreat.
Oh my God. You're on AFTA's FM.